observation findings, but that just needs to be edited so it's not open-ended in the way that it's there currently.
Mr. Chair, I just want to check, have we received the municipality was asked to assess it, to conclusively quantify the actual economic benefit. Have we received any summary of anything from the municipality in terms of what benefit the airport actually brings to the local economy? Because I think that's very important in our deliberation.
We haven't received anything in that regard.
I'm not sure, Chairperson, because if you would recall, during Mr. Chetty's presentation, he highlighted, if you go to page 8, he highlighted that economic-wise, which is largely dependent on tourism, agriculture, agri, further informed the community that the municipality is comprised of, you know. So I think if you go down there, he said the airport operations have not only created 400 jobs, but are also generating revenue for small business within the community. He also pointed out that South African Defense Force also makes extensive use of airports as a base located. So these are some of the issues that he highlighted to emphasize the economic benefit. Remember, he appeared twice, if not mistaken.
Yes, he did.
Yes. The only thing that we also said was that whatever that he has presented to the committee must resubmit it in writing. That's what we said, if I recall.
The same page 9, also Oswami Chamber of Business are in support of the airport operation.
All right. Can we then move towards trying to coin our recommendation? You are saying if we were to say, for argument's sake, we would now remain with 8 observations that are now 8 in one. Isn't it? We are going to remove from 2 different and consolidate them into 1. There will be 8. Then 8 as it is, they are now becoming the guideline for our resolution to say this finding, it then leads us to this kind of a particular resolution. If we were to say, let's go back to the very first one, to say, we said, having complied with the, whether we call it a public participation or environmental impact assessment, what do we say? We are satisfied that there was a compliance in that regard. Okay? Then two, you'll go to that afternoon last session, and then.
Sir Bessin, in fact, based on these recommendations and what we have said, you have concluded the resolution. Yes.
And any additional, if anything, Honourable Engelbrecht.
Thank you, Chair. We are sponsoring recommendations, and
taking from your summary earlier on, Chair, where you have summarized it moving forward, I would like to move the drafted recommendation should be forwarded to us in advance, so that when you come to the meeting, we'll be able to have cleaned it up, and to those members who are able to forward amendment to the proposed recommendation should do that to assist the process. And I was just saying that I'm appealing to what has been raised, because of the it will not be able to exhaust the recommendation in this meeting now as we move forward. But those who are able to sponsor the recommendation can do it now. But that doesn't mean we can move on and be able to move forward. But now to the issue of the public participation, I don't understand public participation or a meeting or feedback, because the public participation is broad. It's a broad word that we see in public participation. It's a process, kind of different process of public participation. Public participation can mean you can invite the community to make separated submission, oral submission meetings. That is there. So I would like to say, to close it then, if the recommendation that you say is sponsored, over and above the report that will be forwarded to the petitioners, we should also recommend to the municipality to hold meeting, feedback meeting, to the broader community, inform them about the socio-economic benefit of the airport based there. So they should not only rely on the petitioners to give feedback to their own petitioners, because it's a collective petition, it's a community that is there. Because of I thought we understood earlier on what Honorable Mohapi raised, that according even stated the section that is relevant to the municipality. Municipality is not complying to hold separate parallel participation process. It's the responsibility of the department to do that, so that to be able to, as a part of process of issuing a license, that was that, not based on the license. He also ran. I thought we have closed it earlier on, it was clear to all of us, the process. But just saying that now it is a recommendation saying to assist the whole community, to put them at ease, that is what is supposed to happen. Thank you.
Honorable Mark. Chairperson, Mr. Commission, I think what Honorable Engelbrecht, together with Honorable Manopole, are saying, let's have a concluding resolution to say, as the committee, we recommend that the municipality should have a report back session based on the outcome of this process. But I was going to ask again, Chairperson, let it be understood, it's public participation for report back purpose, not to reopen this matter again. I think it's more relevant. But I was going to ask Chairperson, I think we have concluded with this matter the way you have concluded it. The only thing that is required now is for this report to be taken to NCOP. That is my understanding. Not necessarily to be brought again for us to coin recommendations, because honestly speaking, it's more of time consuming for the performance of the committee. So I was going to say, Chairperson, we have exhausted it, we have appreciated what we have done. This one, we have internalized it the way you have used it. The only thing that is left is for us to say, based on what we said, we have observed that there's been compliance in terms of that, then the stipulations of 8 points that we stipulated, including this one as the last one, to say we are further recommending to the municipality to go back and report around the outcome of the process.
Can this report back go with the recommendation for them to establish a forum that will permanently become, you know, part of, you know, observing from day to day administration in a form of, what do you call it?
An IDP steering committee forum. You know, so I'm just saying, let it be utilized as a platform where report back can also be accepted.
Thank you, Chairperson. There is already those structures in place, so we must be very careful from national government sphere to dictate to local government as well, because it's a very dangerous precedent if the different spheres of government start while meddling in each other's functions. So we must be very careful of that. Yes.
Just to say there will be, you know, a continuous engagement on the lifespan of this particular
question through you, Chair. You will recall that Mr. Chetty said that the municipality was going to conduct that audit. Should we not encourage him to go ahead with that audit?
It's a normal operation of the municipality. Municipality should continuously engage the community on everything that, you know, it's happening in their own operation.
Sure.
There should be a report based on the outcome of the
findings. Exactly.
Honorable
Manopoli. I hope she's not referring to the issue of the audit that we've taken in the first 8.1. I hope is not referring. Are you referring to the audit of public participation, or are you referring to the audit of the operational issues? Because we might agree with something that is there. That one, we took it out from our findings.
We will be guided by the eight observations and findings that we've agreed on. Okay? So thank you, honorable members. Can we then agree to move to the next one if there's no any harm to anyone? Is that the next report? The next report is the one dated the 10th of February on Love Kisne, Nasna. Love Nasna. These names are very special. Can we then do the same way? I've used the same approach.
Sure.
Yes.
I'm just making a appeal in future. Please, yourself and the team must assist us. This should not happen. I'm appealing that if, despite we have 2 to 3 or 5 hearings, there should be one report that is submitted to us. Please check.
Thank you very much. Honorable Mahalakis.
Chairperson, on that point, if we deliberate this, because I went through it, but in the observations and findings of the first report, there are certain things that I want to refer to from the second report. Will you bear with us when we do that? If we perhaps jump the gun and say, during some of the observations in the first report, refer perhaps to the second report as well. Will you bear with us? Because it needs to, in the end, form a unity. So we can't see them as the first report, deal with it and go to the second report. So, because I'm warning you beforehand, I am going to do that, so please in that case, bear with me, please.
I think, colleagues, as we've accumulated an experience of dealing with two reports instead of being synchronized into one, let's allow ourselves that upfront we can synchronize it, you know, in our participation as the two of them becomes one. Okay, you may not get bogged down by that the other one have 10, the other one have 7. Let's see them as one solid, you know, recommendation. Okay. Any input then, Honourable Mahalakis?
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, with regards to 9.2, 9.3, 9.4, 9.5, I would suggest that the first report,
The one of the 10.
It's on page 12.
Nine point two, three, four, and five.
They deal with the ISDF tender. I would suggest, because at this stage it's four different points, that we try to consolidate those four points perhaps into one or two points, because if it's four points, it's each individual sentence, it becomes a bit clumsy. That we perhaps keep that as or consolidate it into one point. But I also want to refer to the second report of the 16th of March. If you look at the recommendations there, the 16th of March includes the submissions by the municipality and so forth. those recommendations only deal with Nizhna tourism. So there is nowhere over here where the municipality's input on the ISDF tender is being reflected. So under 9.2, 3, 4, and 5, I would suggest that we perhaps consolidate it into less bullet points and then include the municipality submissions, because that is nowhere to be found at this stage. Thank you.
Do you hear what Honorable McKellar is saying? That we fuse 9.2 to 9.5, and then do we then combine with the involvement of the municipality, because from 6.1 up to 6.7, it has got nothing in that the observation that reflects to the input of the municipality on the ISDF. Yeah, I'm almost now getting graduated to become a teacher. Maybe we can look at how best do we synchronize the...
Through you, Chair.
Yeah.
And Honourable McKellar, can I assist us, maybe perhaps take us to the report where the submission was done by the municipality, so they can be able to assist us to engage in what is proposed.
Sure. Okay. Honourable Manopore, 9.2, 9.3, 9.4, and 9.5 in the first report is submissions made by the petitioner, because the first report deals with all the submissions by the petitioner. Now, if you look in the second report, you will see that the municipality as well, let me just get to the place, the municipality on the second report, page 5, under 5.1.2, made a few submissions in reply regarding the ISDF tender. It also, for example, says here, he added that the public protector had also responded to the letter from Ms. Campbell in relation to the awarding of the ISDF tender. Now, in 9.2, it says that the public protector contacted the provincial treasury in an attempt to determine if it should be investigated. This sentence should be included under there, and other submissions as well. So the municipality deals with, under 5.1.2, with the ISDF tender, and they give their reply. Now, we need to reflect in the observations and the findings not only the submissions by the petitioner, but also the submissions by the municipality, so that we can have both sides of the story on paper. Currently, because the first report only deals with the submissions of the petitioner, we need to incorporate the submissions of the municipality into those points. So under 9.2 to 9.5, that's fine. We reflect the petitioner's submissions, but we need to incorporate 5.1.2. And the same happens if you turn the page. It's going to be exactly the same with 5.1.3, with the blocking of Mr. Hampton's communication, and 5.2.1, the appointment of the municipal manager. Because if you look at the second report's recommendations, the second report's recommendations only deal with the Nizhna tourism, which is 5.1.1. So in fact, actually, the second report's recommendations are incomplete. It just deals with 5.1.1, not with 5.1.2, not with 5.1.3, and not with 5.2.1. So we need recommendations also reflecting what the municipality replied to these allegations. So it's either we incorporate them under the first report, or we just need to make the recommendations in the second report more complete, not only to deal with Nizhna tourism, but in the end it's going to be consolidated. So my suggestion would be 9.2 to 9.5 deals with one issue. We incorporate it into one point, reflecting not only the submissions by the petitioner, but also the replies by the municipality, and then we can make a recommendation from there.
I'm not sure. You know, when it comes to this matter, it was so complex. to an extent that for us to say we have made a determination, we will not be doing justice to ourselves. I'm seeing this thing, my apologies, with the understanding that when we engage the province, particularly the provincial treasury, you'd recall that we could not even get an indication that this matter from their side has been concluded. And in the submissions again, there was also an allegation regarding the matter referred to the public protector who could not even make any finding or determination. And honestly speaking, for us to do justice on this is to ensure that all stakeholders that are relevant to address issues that are affecting this municipality, it would be fair enough if we afford them an opportunity to conclude their own internal processes. Then based on that, we can be able to say this is our finding. For now, honestly speaking, with me where I'm seated, Chairperson, I found it very hard to say how do I say there's been non-compliance or compliance when indeed the provincial treasury has not made any conclusion on this matter. I remember I even said for so long has there been any investigations of this matter. So I was going to say perhaps we should not rush to make a determination as a committee, but rather refer it to relevant. If you are saying public protector, we have noted that this matter was brought to attention and you never acted. There's no way that public protector can say I've referred it to the provincial treasury. To the provincial treasury, you had a responsibility to make a determination based on submissions made by the petitioners. What has been your finding? Then based on that, Chairperson, because remember, our role is more of desktop, not necessarily of going out there and make our own findings. But you have institutions that are more empowered in terms of the provisions of the constitutions and other related legislations that can go deeper where there are allegations to be tested. Because I'm afraid we are going to find a situation where we conclude a matter without us making relevancy of what has informed our determinations. I was going to suggest that for now, let's bind both the public protector and the provincial treasury to say we are directing you as the committee to act on the basis of submissions made to you and report back to us within the stipulated period. Then based on that, Chairperson, we'll be in a position to make a determination. That will be my submission, Chair.
Just to check, Nganyiso and Mimi, Tasneet, there was a stage where we said you should obtain the position of a public protector on this matter. Did we obtain anything, any report, anything coming from them? Have you communicated with them? The reason why I'm asking this, Honorable Moabi, is because in a way you were already giving us a determination to say, as a committee, after looking at this, realizing that the report of public protector has not yet been forwarded to us. Would want to allow them that space to give, you know, us the what have you. And two, there is a treasury findings that they, no, treasury findings that they gave to the municipality, and municipality disputed to say, no, this is rubbish. You remember that? Yeah, you see, I've heard it from the English-speaking community. Oh, okay. Yeah, whatever better way that I may use. They did not agree with the findings of the treasury. they said, no, you don't know, we know better. And unfortunately, Treasury have not yet, to date, being, you know, saying we acceded to our challenge or not. Can we then, as a decision to say, can you, Treasury and the municipality, finalize the matter and report to us as part of, you know, what would have been resolving in this regard? Honorable Manopoulos and Kalagisi will follow and bring this in that order.
Sure. I further also submitted this on what Honorable Mabia priest and also at some point was agree with the Honorable Makelkas. The issue that
continue, Honorable
Manopoulos. The issue that first, let me raise my observation. This observation and findings are badly crafted. You would think that they are drafted in a way as if it's a minute, one sentence. And even minutes are not drafted like this. You make a summary of the discussion. If I can point 9.7, it says Honorable Lord was at some stage engaged with the petitioners. Those are not, cannot be some observation. It is irrelevant. I'm just citing one example. Same as if the second page of the report from point 1.7. As it can be summarized and put in better context to me in that form. So I'm just also raising the issue that the observations and findings needs to be reworked and cleaned up to be able also to assist us to make a better recommendation. The way they've been crafted, it is going to be difficult for us to be able to come up with the recommendations. Thank you.
If I hear what she's saying, as you will be taking from the contributions of members, we should also redo this, you know, when we do the realignment of the two reports, observation, also, you know, review them and put them in a better understanding. They've got substance of what we wanted to talk to, but they are not clear as to who to want to see them.
Perhaps at times we need to applaud them. If you check the report that you have dealt with, it was very clear those were observations. Honestly speaking, capturing of this one is far more different from the earlier one, and I think if they can just move with the trend of the previous one, it made it much more easier for us to engage with their findings and observations.
Honorable Makalake.
Chairperson, I like Honorable Muapi today. He's making fantastic recommendations today, and I want to support his earlier submission. One of the requirements before you bring a petition to the House should be one of the questions that the chairperson of the NCOP's secretary, or the secretary of the NCOP, should ask before a petition comes is, have you exhausted every other option? Now, the same to an extent applies over here, that if there are still processes ongoing, then we can't do justice to our work if those processes are still ongoing. So I would say, I would second the suggestion made by Honourable Wahapi that we keep this on ice for a while until those processes are exhausted. Otherwise, we're going to have to go through this again, or we actually then have a premature deliberation, which actually deprives the petitioner and the municipality and the province and the public protector from actually making sound submissions. My suggestion then would just be that in addition to that, that we at least inform the petitioner that we are waiting for this process to finish before we continue, so that we don't keep the petitioner in the dark, so that we at least can give them some form of feedback and say, this is why we're not coming to a conclusion. Otherwise, a month down the line, they're going to say, well, this committee is useless because we haven't heard anything. So I would suggest that perhaps we just write them a letter and say, because, or pending the conclusion of A, B, C, and D, we will follow up on the deliberation, but we cannot at this stage make a recommendation. So they are at least on board. But I think it is a good suggestion. My other point that I would like to make is, in the observations and the findings, we must deal with the, I want to say, the core issues.
and reflect them fairly. And we must stay away from, in the first place, things that are irrelevant in the recommendations, and in the second place, we must stay away from things that are only allegations. We must reflect in the recommendations. We must reflect the facts. Allegations can be included in the report under submissions, but we can't include them under our observations as well. Also, if you only reflect one side of the party's submissions in your observations and findings, then it becomes allegations as well. I want to say, under 9.7 and 9.8, you will see the one deals with Honorable Laund and the other one deals with some individuals in the petition. I would say 9.8 is a bit more relevant, but 9.7, for example, and it's not just because he's our colleague, but I'm asking the question, the petitioner has most probably raised the issues with a whole lot of people. Then we should either reflect all the people that they went to and that they took this issue up with, or we should remove, for example, that, because that at this stage it's irrelevant to the core issues that the petitioner raises. If you want to make a point that the petitioner, because I imagine 9.7's point is that you want to make, is that the petitioner has already approached other people with regard to this, then you must make it broader and you must say the petitioner approached Honorable Laund and he approached the municipality and he approached the province and he approached the public protector. You must make it complete. You can't just pinpoint one person. You must make it so we can have a true reflection, so it doesn't look as if it's a witch hunt now against a specific member, because we know and we've seen it that the petitioner and the Member of Parliament, they've had correspondence in the past. But also in 9.8, it's not only with Honorable Laund, it's with other people as well. So those people either need to be reflected as well, but I don't see the relevance of including it at all. But we must be consistent. Thank you.
I'm sure what Honorable McAleck is saying, and together with this other input, is to say we should not bog down to, you know, produce reporters, if it's verbative kind of, you know, minutes of some kind of a gathering, but I guess also we should in our observation indicate that we observed that the processes in some instances are not yet being concluded, so that when we are drawing our conclusion of saying public protector, provincial minister, it did draw its authority from, you know, the observation that because of incompletion of the processes. But I saw a follow-up, Honorable Mohab.
Yes,
I'm still remembering you, Honorable Pupil.
Yes. So it's just an emphasis to say it's a matter of capturing, because we must not find ourselves where we discard everything, you know. Perhaps, just to cite an example, on the 9.8, it remains an allegation without necessarily putting an attachment to an individual person. You can either capture it as, we have observed as a committee allegations of harassment and without attaching a particular person, because we have not yet made a determination.
Honorable Button.
Thank you, Chair. I think I'm covered by the previous MPs. Really, we need not to rush to this report. I support the two MPs, because there are a lot of things. I think I don't know whether the official received, because we asked the mayor to submit the advert for the post of the manager. I don't know whether they received it, because they advertised the post two times. We asked them to submit those, that we can see what were the requirements on those adverts. I think really there is a lot that we need to look at this before we go for the conclusion. Thank you very much. I'm covered.
I'm sure that part, it goes with
yes, exactly.
The media release that we said. Have we received a copy of that media release? You need to also provide members with that. Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. Honorable Angelbra.
Yeah, I'd just like to make a comment. We all received personal correspondence from Mr. Keane.
Yes.
And I'm very, very scared that this petitioner, from the previous petitioner, because correspondence, he sent to the whole committee. I'm very scared that this petitioner gets our personal emails and he starts harassing us and sending us emails.
So let me just correct her. Not all. I don't know how why Honorable confirms that all, because I hope you don't have access to my personal email. I'll confirm on my behalf.
I'm just making, it's actually a bit of a joke. We need to make sure this petition doesn't get hold of us.
Indeed, you know that our contact as public office bearers are for public consumption. And then they are entitled, as and when they feel, to communicate with us. And I think it's the point that we even, advise the municipality to say, you should not run away from your own people when they are, engaging you. So even I've seen the communication you're talking about, and it should not, make us to lose focus. We must continue.
But, I hear you are saying that. Because of our emails are on the website of Parliament. But the issue of saying not makes assumption that all of us have received them. I have not received a such email. So there should not be
assumption
that all of us have received. I hear that. But I'm aware that, because I also receive emails on a daily basis from different people that I don't even know. I don't complain because of I'm a public representative and they have access to my email via the website of Parliament. I don't dispute that, but not the one that just has confirmed. I just want the misrepresentation of us in the meeting, because this one is going to be recorded. I wanted to confirm that I have not received such email. But I don't have a problem of receiving it.
I think the context of Honorable Engelbart was just to caution us, and I think perhaps we need to take it in that spirit that you wanted to, I think she was just worried to say, but the petitioner is starting to send, just to establish whether each and everyone is having access. And the way you have concluded it, Honorable Chair, I think it's fair enough. Let's take it in the spirit of saying, really, if there's any person that is sending emails, perhaps you become worried so that tomorrow you don't see yourself competing directly, especially on a matter that is before the committee. And I'm saying perhaps it's also an eye-opener. I might find myself communicating, not being aware that I'm the sole person who's communicating with the petitioner. Tomorrow, I'll be quoted verbatim in the meeting. So I'm just saying, let's take it in that spirit, Chairperson. But nonetheless, I concur with what Honorable Manopole is saying.
I think what we'll do, we'll succinctly try to capture the sentiments of the meeting in the observations and translate them into recommendations, as agreed even in the first one. Any input, if any, that you think it has been left outside our call? It looks like we are still together. The next item is announcement. I've been told that our report has been, program has been adopted as proposed. I'm sure they will make copies for yourself so that you are able to. Oh, you are already having, that's the one I'm talking about. Oh, you need to adopt. Thank you very much. Thanks for Honorable Nakhalaki. Thank you very much. You will follow Honorable One.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, today, Wednesday, the 6th of April, we now said it was only the consideration of the Oatswearan petition. The second one falls away, as we agreed, until the other information is received. But we haven't continued to the point where we adopt it, because it now has to be consolidated and then adopted. So I would just recommend that we actually include the adoption of the report for Oudtshoorn somewhere, perhaps the 13th of April or so on, that it just reflects there as well. Thank you.
Honorable one, before you go, I'm sure you hear what the proposal is, which is very fair.
Thank you, Chairperson. In the proposal itself, I wanted to have those outstanding statements will be already there, so that I adopt it and consolidate the recommendation after I've got all these outstanding reports from the Treasurer and from the Public Protector. It's a clarity.
No, the view was that, Honorable Wana, we are going to conclude by saying, in our observation, we would then say there are processes that are not yet being completed. And in our recommendation, we would then say, Treasury, Public Protector, can you please finalize, and then we would then be able to arrive at where we wanted to. Honorable Makhlaki.
Chairperson, no, just for some clarity to Honorable Wana, the last matter that's still outstanding is the Nizna one. And if I'm correct, we agreed that until those processes are finalized, we can't yet deal with that report. So that report is not yet before us until that process has been finalized. But the Oudtshoorn one, we dealt with, and we've got all the information, and we have made the recommendation. So that one we can deal with. So my only suggestion is that we just include Oudtshoorn in one of the other dates that we're actually meeting, just to adopt it. It's going to take 5 minutes of our time. Exactly. But the Nizna one, it's still pending information. So that one is completely on ice. I mean, that doesn't have to come back in a report, because if it comes back in a report and we accept it, then we have to come back and accept the second report. It's going to be a mess, in my opinion. My suggestion would just be Oudtshoorn be included in one of the other dates, just to adopt and to finalize it. The more we finalize, the quicker the better.
Thank you, Honorable Mark.
Chairperson, I don't see any harm if you still have love nice, no? Because what is going to happen, you'll be writing to them. During that time when we are dealing with also, and can just tap progress report. Unlike where we just put it aside, it might really create a problem. The other issue that I wanted to check, Chairperson, if you check, there are still outstanding matters that are still a worrying factor. We're in Rustenburg, you know. And if you check, I'm not sure if the one that is appearing for the 18th of May.
It is.
Yes. Then you have also the one of Shawela. You'd recall, Chairperson, what we said. We said for Shawela, we committed in that meeting that we'll be going to them. So I'm just trying to check whether we're going to call them again, or are we going to do what we committed in the previous meeting. I'm saying this thing because if you check on Wednesday, if we are saying we'll go this route, we have made an application, Chairperson, to go to Mpumalanga on Thursday for Friday meeting next week. So I was thinking, why can't we say we have one trip, we hold this hearing of Shawela like a commitment was made in Gauteng from on Wednesday. From Wednesday we leave to Mpumalanga. So perhaps I was suggesting that let's also suggest that an application be made from petitions, we should also endorse our application that as and when we go for Taba Zimbi in Limpopo or Mpumalanga, I'm not sure, is it? Yes, for Section 139. Then we just have one trip. I think that will be my submission.
Sorry, if I may. When are we going to Mpumalanga?
No, it's saying Taba Zimbi, which is in Limpopo.
Limpopo. Okay, can we just get some clarity, because I'm sorry, I missed something somewhere.
Which dates are we
maybe
required to be there?
I hear that we may find ourselves now mixing two meetings.
Chairperson, just for clarity, if you would like me to take this up with Honourable Moabi afterwards, it would be fine. But I think all the members of the committee have... can I quickly finish, please, Chairperson? All the members of this committee have got diaries to run and they've got lives to order. I think all of us would like to know where we are required to be next week. So I can take it up with them afterwards, but it's going to exclude everyone who wants to know.
I was not going to conclude it in that way. I was going to say maybe the three chairs on the program of next week, they then do a joint presentation. So that after we have approved what we are talking about.
Chairperson, may I then just request that you don't let me know Tuesday that I have to be in Limpopo on Wednesday.
Excuse me?
Chairperson, I was sharing this with due respect because you would know that issues of Section 139 are more of compliance. It's not things that you plan up front. That is why one was taking an opportunity to say, because we have already made an application, there was in no way that would really make a commitment that this is going to happen. Hence, I was saying, if we can couple it with your good self, luckily you are also suggesting that Honorable Quimby should also be incorporated. Perhaps that's where we can say, let's see how best can we deal with it. But it's still tentative, it's not yet approved.
Okay, I'm sure the issue of next week will then be considered accordingly and then properly be communicated, Honorable Makhalakis. Can we then, for now, look at what do we have here? And I think if the issue of rearranging next week, Honorable Manopol, the issue of rearranging next week, become a success, it will then mean the work that we were supposed to do on the 13th, we'll do it on the day of Shawelas, and the Shawelas becomes next week. Honorable one. If agreeing with this proposal, Honourable Members, why don't we say the issue of the program completely, we then switch it to the trio chairs so that they...
Can I make also three humble intervention that with the consultation with the Honourable Whip, because it is excluded in this process.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you. No, she said we should include the Honorable Tetra in the three that we are talking about. It makes sense. Can we then leave it at that level? And I'm sure maybe because it looks like we are doing well in terms of time, if both Honorable Moabi and Tunbi can make a call to their support staff so that they quickly come with the program so that before we go into the next meeting, they've made a pronouncement and you'll... Honorable Moabi, so can we then say the finality of this will then be announced in the next meeting of the security? the finality of the progress of the three today. Okay? Which will then become the final position of the committee. I think that brought us to the end of business for today, and I want to take this opportunity to thank you, honourable members, for your coming and participation. We have done a significant progress in the way.
Chairperson, is it parliamentary for a whole telecon going on that side of the house while we haven't yet been excused? I find it very disrespectful.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. It's a free state house, you know. No, thanks, Matt. I'm sure the next meeting is in 10:30. In the same venue, honorable member. Thank you very much.